Hello and welcome to Rod Quantock Gets Serious About Aging podcast series. This is episode 3. Are you ageist and does it matter? No matter how old we might be today, we're all getting older. If we're lucky, we will live long enough to be considered an older person. It's fair to say that discriminating against older people now is the same as discriminating against our future selves. We often think about getting older in negative terms. By changing the way we think about getting older now, we have the opportunity to work together to create a society where every person is valued, connected, and respected, regardless of age and health. Positive community and self-perceptions about aging are good for all of us. In this episode, I speak with two older Australians to learn more about what ageism looks like and the impact it has on everyday lives. First, comedian, speaker, and social activist Rod Quantock, OAM. Hello, Rod.
Hello, Colin. Nice to be back.
Have you had an experience of someone being ageist, or have you experienced ageism?
Look, I think I have, and I'll only point to a couple of TV comedy panel shows that are on at the moment. I, 2 years ago, had my 50th anniversary as a stand-up comedian. I think I still have the same capacities I had when I began, but you don't see people of my age on television unless it's sort of, you know, the guy who runs the pub in Home and Away or something. But you certainly don't see many older people, because the audience for comedy really is aimed at under 30, under 35s. So the comedians reflect that age group, but they also reflect their interests. I don't know who's on the Top of the Pops at the moment. I don't watch commercial television. I can't make jokes about what I used to do, more teen ads or something. I've lost touch with the culture of young people. And in that way, I'm youngest, I suppose. But there is a sort of them and us around these divisions. People are quite tribal, you know, at the level of age. You know, I'm in my 20s and I'm invincible. And they have no idea that that elder walking past them on a Zimmer frame is definitely going to be them one day. So worse than the ageism is the fact that they don't advocate for older people. It's not something that is initiated in their political decisions. They think about what's valuable for them at the moment. But when opportunities come to, say, increase the pension, or you can see it in the debacle in the aged care system, that people are abandoned by society. They're out of sight and out of mind, and they're not valued.
Have you had any experiences of people patronising you, or calling you or people around you by labels or strange names?
I've been called the grandfather of Australian comedy, which I take as a compliment. No, look, I haven't personally, and I don't know it. Look, it may be that I'm quite sprightly. People tell me I don't look 72. For want of a better word, I'm quite personable. So I get on well with all sorts of people, but it's not something I feel that I've experienced in any way that upsets me, if you like.
And you know that people are sometimes referred to by labels that aren't so endearing.
And you get dear and love and, you know, all of that sort of thing. I don't take offence, but I can see that it would be something that you could easily take offence at if that's what you were getting all of the time. That condescension of your sort of a lesser being for some reason. And there's an impatience with older people. You know, it can be at a checkout, a struggle to get to your purse. And I have seen people go, and walk down to the next queue, and I find that really horrible.
What about promotion of anti-aging products, Rod? I mean, are wrinkles all that bad?
No, in fact, I see products now for men that perhaps weren't there 10 years ago, and this obsession with youthfulness and trying to hide the fact that you're old. As I said in the previous podcast, I've always felt 17, but I would never do anything artificial to disguise the fact that I was anything but the age I am. And I don't like it, because it's preying on vulnerabilities.
Many years ago in Melbourne, there was a radio station whose slogan was, "Where no wrinklies fly."
Oh, that's right. Yes, I remember that one. You know, you don't hear the Glenn Miller Orchestra on FM radio. Unless you tune into the ABC or something. But culturally, you know, each generation has its fashions and its differences. And it's, in many ways, it's really sad that there's not more cross-fertilisation of the generations, because they can clearly learn from one another.
It's my great pleasure now to introduce our second guest in this episode, Jackie Gleeson. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Colin.
Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, Colin, I was born in the country. My parents were farmers. I've been a nurse, a midwife, and a maternal and child health nurse. I've been a travelling nurse, and I've worked in the country, a rural nurse, and I've worked in Melbourne.
And you've also had executive positions.
I have, Colin. I was executive officer at a community health centre.
The last thing I would want to be is ageist, because that's the very topic of this podcast series. But can you tell us in which demographic you might fall?
Well, I'm just going to retire in 2 weeks, and I'm well past retiring age. I'm the same age as the chair of the ABC.
And Ita Buttrose, is she a woman that you've admired in the past?
I admire lots of women, and I admire lots of men. But I think Ita has really lovely approach to life. It's quite in parity with mine. And I can't see why we can't be working whatever demographic. Even though I'm going to retire from paid work, I'm still going to be active in Rotary. I have my 30th anniversary in a couple of months. I was one of the first women in the world to be a Rotarian.
You've achieved equal rights for women and helped to fight for equal rights in terms of Rotary. But do you think we've won the battle in any way, shape or form against ageism in the Australian society?
Well, I think, Colin, that we're progressing. However, I think we have a bit further to go. But I would equally well say we do with mental well-being and domestic violence, violence against children, people with a disability or women. So I think maybe we could take a little leaf out of Canada's. I think we perhaps have to advertise and market most things differently. Like if you're talking about skincare, it isn't so much to stop us aging, it's to care for our skins. One of my dear friends, she's done skydiving, and it doesn't matter if you've got the interest, you know, whether you want to go horse riding when you're a teenager or whether you want to go horse riding when you're whatever decade. We just have to advertise and promote healthy living. We just have to be respectful and let everyone contribute.
Does anyone ever call you names? That is, names that are hurtful and relate to age?
No, Colin, I'd have to say that I haven't. We don't want anyone to be stigmatised or discriminated by physical or verbal. We don't want people of an age group to be called names or to be disrespectfully treated.
Physically. You hear things like you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
I haven't had it said to me, but I know it is quite common. And I would say you have to call it out because you can. I've proved it. Now, I'm not as good with the IT as some of my beautiful colleagues at work who are younger, but I can learn the technology. I do. And I've got other skills that the younger ones haven't. So what we're about is in living, working and playing, studying or whatever, we make a team. And I think it's a great team having some experience and having some youth, and it's just great fun.
What a great way to put it, because some people seem to think that older people are of lesser value than younger people. You know, people even say things like 60 is the new 30, and that suggests that the better age is the younger age, but every age is valuable.
It is. My sister's mother-in-law only died 2 years ago, Colin, and she was 102. She was one of the most dynamic, beautiful women I've ever met. And I can take you to a little group of 90-pluses. Oh, they're the joy of my life. They're fantastic. And there are a few men. The women tend to live longer, Colin, as you're aware probably in
yes.
our world. But there's gorgeous, mature-aged demographics everywhere. And I think it would be shocking without them. We need the young and we need the old.
How can we help end ageism in this country?
I think we've got to spend more on promoting, really have some people, you know, we've got to get a champion, someone that everyone knows. Ida Buttrose. But it doesn't matter if you've got white hair or whether you're bald.
That's the main thing, isn't it, to recognise the diversity, because there's a myth around, isn't there, that all older people are the same.
And that they just want to sit and that they need help and they can't manage their affairs. So, like, we do have to be careful, but we do have to with somebody who's got a disability or a mental health problem. We have to make sure that people don't cheat and they don't financially abuse or emotionally abuse, whatever age we are. We've got to make respect, sharing and caring and love.
So you can foresee an Australia without ageism then?
I can, and because I want to and I'm positive about it. I want to be optimistic, but I do think, Colin, we do have to put some more money, not just to caring in a residential, all of that, but we do have to have advertising. We advertise sport, we advertise everything. And that will help us recognise that whether you're in a care place as a young person or a middle age or a mature age, you have to have the standard and you have to have the care of qualified professional people, whatever, whether you're 10 or whether you're 90.
Tell us what makes you happy.
Getting up every morning, hearing music, having a task to do that I'm going to make a difference, talking to people, going for walks, going for a run, looking at the garden.
I hear the same thoughts from people in their teens, so that just proves there's no difference.
No, there is not. We get up and we go to bed and we shower and we eat and everything. And living in Melbourne, we've got a bit of a downer at the moment, but heavens, it is truly the most livable city, and I've been to a lot of them. And it will be again, Colin.
Well, your enthusiasm and your love of community is inspiring, Jackie. So it's been wonderful to have you on board with Rod Quantock in this podcast today. And I wish you all the very best for your future retirement and all the work that you're going to continue to do voluntarily.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you, Colin.
And just finally, Rod, in this Experiences of Ageism podcast, what about sex and older people?
Well, I'm led to believe there's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly fine. It's clearly perfectly fine. It's a very natural thing. And it comes with the benefit of you don't have to spend any money on contraception. So it's money saving as well as you get older. No, go for it. That's what I say.
Rod Quantock, thank you so much for joining us in this great series of podcasts that you've been involved in.
Good on you, Colin. Thank you very much for your time.
Elder abuse is a form of family violence and includes financial, emotional, physical, social, and sexual abuse, as well as neglect. Our attitudes and behaviours towards older people can create an environment where abuse can occur. This podcast episode was created to show that people aged 65 to more than 100 years are unique, productive, valued members of our community who should always be treated with respect and dignity. If you or someone you know would like some support after listening to this podcast, please contact 1-800-RESPECT, that's 1-800-737-732, Seniors Rights Victoria, 1-300-368-821, or Men's Referral Service, 1-300-766-491. If you're in immediate danger, please contact Victoria Police on 000. This podcast was made possible by the Southern Melbourne Primary Care Partnership Elder Abuse Prevention Network.